This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Make some money here. Started off all right.
Or then,
Chet went off a little bit. Started off all right, but
you know who would have won you some money?
Who?
Take you a wild guess.
Isaiah
Harton.
Sucker hit the points over in the first half.
Mm. Yeah, man. I want to see what you have tonight. Some of these player props. Well, you may have to stay away from some of these guys that ain't involved in it.
Oh, I'll tell you now. I'm doing zero player props for tonight's best bet.
Some of these guys and some of these teams, they out here, they Cancun in this sucker. They waiting to get here.
I've been hitting on everything else. These damn player props. Screw off, Chet, ugly ass. These player props will have been screwing me.
Chet is a funny living dude.
And Chet played well.
Face only a mother.
Not looking. And then as you're right. We said it earlier. That Rockets game last night. I wouldn't say a big win. I'm gonna say that it's the Spurs without Wimby. They almost seem like they may be putting themselves in position to potentially get Cooper Flagg, and that nuts if they had Wimby, Fox, and Flagg,
based on last night, they're damn sure gonna try.
Yeah, they were down early, but I know you had money on Şengün, and Şengün just wasn't really interested in the scoring thing last night. So
and 19 freaking minutes.
Yeah, 19 minutes.
Good God.
Udoka said, we're going to get you rested up.
Yeah, well, less minutes than the points I needed from it.
Yeah, well, it was an ass-kicking that occurred, and it was bright and early as soon as that sucker went on and came on. And I do think, Clint, that is a positive thing. As I said, a mature win, because they have sometimes play down to their competition at times, and right now they cannot afford seeding wise to start to drop some games. The Lakers and them have been virtually even here of late, and the Warriors are coming. The Warriors, they were in the 10th spot right before the All-Star break, and they are one out of the 6th spot at this point in the 8th spot. So they're coming. Obviously, we said the Lakers have kind of gone on a run. The Clippers, they're behind them. So they don't need to drop these games. But I thought it was big. They got out, and they got in their ass early and never let up. And this was never, ever a game.
Yeah, look, watching it, and I got bored late because they were up, seemed like 25 the whole damn game. Started out just up 15, then up 25. I was like, I'm done. I mean, this had AAU game written all over it. I mean, it was up and down as just give somebody the ball, get the hell out of the way. And I'll be honest with you, when you look at Alpi, when Şengün, clearly I think there was some fatigue there. Like, he's obviously been going hard, but also this was going to be how fast can you go, how hard, how long can you go? And they were having so much success with the more athletic guys just rolling up and down the floor. That there was no sense in even spending Alpi at that point in time. So, but a good mature win, good step on the throat of a team that had no business being on the floor with you and run away with it and make it a non-factor late, allowed some of your guys to get some rest in the fourth quarter, and they did that.
Yeah. No, there were some things, though, to me that I watched out of that game and kind of learned a bit, and that is, I don't know how you all feel, but I feel that this team right now is at its best if Amen Thompson is touching the ball and making more decisions than anybody else on the floor. Now, I don't know if he feels empowered or is comfortable of doing that. I know for you, you've seen a lot of up and down with him, or just not even as much up and down, but the way that he attacks a game from night to night.
Well, it seems to me like it's, I don't know if it's his mentality is just inconsistent in terms of what he wants to, how aggressive he wants to be, or if it's the game plan. It seems like it's more of a game plan deal, to be completely honest with you. But yeah, I mean, I just trying to figure out where he fits and who he is. And I know he's awfully important, and I know he's is going to be, you know, one of the keys to getting this thing where they want to go. But it's just, it's interesting. He looks like a different player every other night, depending on when you tune in. And I don't mean I just mean a different player in how he attacks the game versus how passive he is night to night. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But last night, that was it. Like, he shouldn't be passive. And they should empower him not to be passive. And I think a lot of people see it. If you watched last night, he was clearly the best dude on the floor. He was clearly the guy that was the most efficient. He led the team in scoring on 15 shots. And he was in the paint making plays for himself and others. And if he plays, and I think you're right on this, Clint, he does not play with that level of aggressiveness and just take charge way. If he plays like that, Clint, that team is at its best. Because he's going to make more decisions. Like, you could look at that, some of the Spurs, but you could look at that and say, down the stretch, final 4 minutes of the game, a tight game, like him getting to his spots, getting the ball, like that's what they need. And Udoka, I think, sees it, and I think they need to empower him. And the only person I think that may have a thing, and I can understand, hell, I was the number two overall pick. I'm averaging over 20 a game. Like, I lead the team in scoring, that's Jalen Green. Like, I'm a guy, too. But I think it's better if he's off the ball and Amen Thompson is making plays and making decisions. And I think that's when this team will finally reach and be at its best. Because you saw it yesterday. That was, I mean, he's getting to the rim at ease. I mean, he's dunking the ball. They could not play. I don't know. I don't remember them using him that much at like the elbow or at the top of the at the free throw line and just letting him go one-on-one.
You could just tell the offense was being ran through him. I'm more of a fan of that. I don't like him bringing the ball up the floor. I mean, I understand it'll happen from time to time. I'll be honest with you, I don't like the way the Rockets just, it don't matter who it is, anybody brings it up the floor. There's no rhyme or reason. They're just pushing it. I don't like Amen Thompson in that role. I love the offense being ran through him. I agree that he's the one that the ball needs to be in his hands more often. I agree that even if Jay's going to be the guy that brings it up, the ball still needs to go through Amen Thompson more often. But it seems almost, Ron, and you tell me more than I know because you watch it more, but it seems like it's almost like when I'm watching Amen Thompson, it's like the game plan is, all right, guys, everything's going to run through Alpi tonight. Everybody else, hey, Thompson, get out on the free throw line. On three-point line. Jabari, stay outside, right? And everything's going to go through him. And then all of a sudden, you're like last night for Jabari. I mean, he goes in there, and him and Amen Thompson both are just so much more active. Like, it's interesting to see, okay, where are we going to settle into Amen Thompson being the offense more often, or is it always going to be a rotation?
But I think a lot of it is potentially coming from hey, should I take this?
Yeah, you made a great
should
point.
Should I take this? Is everybody okay?
He's worried about stepping on toes.
He's the youngest guy on the team.
Yeah.
Right? Like, he's the youngest dude, maybe. I mean, maybe Reed's younger, but he's the youngest guy on the team. And it's like, hey, I know I got an all-star center in Şengün. I've got Jalen Green, I've got Dylan Brooks, who, where the hell he got so hot that came from. I've got all these guys out here. Should I take it? And they need to be like, yes.
Yeah, they need to force it. Yeah,
they need to just empower him to feel comfortable doing. Because that last night, that is them at their best.
Yeah,
that's them at their best. All right, coming up behind us again, Texans All Access is there live from the Combine. Mark and John Harris will get you there, and Area 45. Following them 7 to 11, but let's win a little cash. Let's win a little money for the people.
Try to.
T-Mill, come on, man. Get it right today.
Yeah.
Pathetic.
Yeah, two nights in a row, last night and, of course, Tuesday night. 2 for 5 just ain't going to cut it.
That's not.
Got to get back on track tonight. I got 4 NBA wagers for today's best bets, and I ain't giving you any player props because that's been the problem child. Whenever it is broke, you do fix it. So no player props tonight. But here are my 4 NBA best bets for this evening. I got an over first off. The Warriors, they're traveling to Orlando to take on the Magic. I'm on the over in the first half of that game, over 104 in that one.
You talk about a team that's been hot.
Yes.
Yeah, that damn Golden State team.
No doubt.
They were back to running that beautiful offense. Everybody's moving.
And the Pistons, man. They've won 8 in a row.
Yeah, the Magic just got blown out by 40 last night by the Cavs.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's your first one.
For 2 nights.
Over in the first half for the Warriors and Magic. And by the way, I know I'm sucking on these player props lately, but for this month, I'm still killing everything else in NBA. I'm hitting over 60% on over-under bets.
Okay.
Going 29 for 48 so far this month.
Yourself. Go ahead.
I'm just saying, I keep the numbers for a reason. Here are your last 3 best bets. T-Wolves are traveling to L.A. to take on the Lakers under in that one, under 228. Then I got the Hornets +9 as they travel to Dallas tonight to take on the Mavericks. And then I'm on the Bucks +4 versus the Denver Nuggets tonight. What do you like? What do you don't, boys?
I like the Bucks one, +4 against Denver at home. We just saw that team lose to the Rockets here at Toyota Center. I like that one a lot. I don't know. You know what? I think you're probably right on that T-Wolves-Lakers game. The Lakers have surprisingly been playing much better defense than we thought they would. Although my just nerves is just they're concerned to just go off. Like they're very capable of LeBron, Reeves, and Luka combining for like 75, 80 points, whatever. So mm-hmm. That one's interesting. But the way they play defense, I like it. The Bucks Denver one is I like that one.
All right. Let's ride.
Do your thing, man. All right. Texans All Access, stay tuned as they're live from the combine. Give you that report you can't get anywhere else. 7 to 11. Our guys Area 45, stay tuned as we're live and local throughout. Clint, as always, great job. Tyler, great job. Thanks to Seth and Sean, who joined us from West Palm Beach. Remember, tomorrow, 9:20, Adam Spillane did his one-on-one with GM Dana Brown of the Astros. You don't want to miss that on Payne and Pendergast tomorrow. And I am going to need some help. I am, Ron.
Get this man a water, stat.
I am Ron, the show, as always. Houston, we love you, baby. Wow.
When the day that lies ahead of me seems impossible.
Would you be all right if he's like, hey, man, my parents really love Zach Top, and I want to take my lady, and the 4 tickets are Blaine, his parents, who really love Zach Top?
Yo, Blaine's mom, though?
Whew. Fine.
Whew. Oh, Tyler.
I might do. I might be like, hey, Blaine, all right, your mom can go, okay? But tell Brad that I'm taking that ticket.
Tell Brad to work at overtime. I'm taking his wife to the rodeo.
Brad and his mustache, they can stay home.
Brad and his stash.
Is it a thick one?
Tyler Miller says he's still real optimistic.